This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to put your life up.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here with a real site. Fuck.
It was windy.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You can head up to therealside.com where you can, like I said, watch live, listen live, but you can also partake in the chat room that's going on there. Smarter people than I are in that chat room. Now, there's a lot of smarter people than I in that chat room. Anyway, or you can head up to Facebook. We're also got a Facebook Live feed going on. So you can get involved with people there, too, that have a lot to say. Look at, we are not, no, we're going to call it D-Day, Turkey Day, whatever. We're not that far away from that day. You know what day I'm talking about? Really, seriously. That's right. No, seriously. I mean, that's it's great. It's exciting for us, not so much for the turkey. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if they know what's going on. You think they're walking around the farm going, "Hey, we're a little heavy this year. Remember what happened last year when we got fat?" I mean, seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and Kimberly Marin's going to join me in a little bit, as she does every. You know, I love kicking off the week with her. I don't even know where to start. There's so much stuff out there, I really don't even know where to start. And some of these, I don't know how true they are. Or not true. 855. And you can always send me an email to joe@therealside.com. Joe, what does that say? joe@therealside.com. Okay. So which one of these do I want to do first? My God, I got like 30 stories up here. I'm like a kid in a candy store with no parents around. So apparently at one point in time, Franken, said that he wasn't very fond of homosexuals. And I don't know if this is true or not true, but I will tell you, it's in enough places where I'm going to give it a little bit of credence. So... And along with that, it's this stuff is coming out of the woodwork everywhere. This pedophilia, sexual assault, all the nasties. So in a letter or in an op-ed that he wrote, because I'm looking at Front Page Magazine from a while back, and also from a piece on on Western Journalism, Western Journal, where they say that back in 76, Al Franken gave a few non-anticipated answers during the interview that he had with the Harvard Crimson. Now, Franken, a Harvard University alumni, and then 23-year-old comedian, was interviewed by Richard Lee for the university's student news. I'm surprised they didn't make him change his name. During the interview, Franken recalled writing a skit while he was a student at Harvard called Semen on Broadway, which was rejected from the Hasty Pudding Show. Harvard's Hasty Pudding Club is a humorous, dramatic society that declined Franken's skit. It didn't even invite him to join while he was a student at the university. Franken claimed that his skit was rejected by some preppy so that they could take some other preppy's skit. Following that remark, Lee wrote that Franken's tone turned serious too serious. It's not the preppies, because I'm a preppy myself, Franken admitted. I just don't like homosexuals. And if you ask me, they're all homosexuals in that pudding group. Now, I would get crucified just for saying I don't like homosexuals. Can you imagine? Even if I said it as a joke. And here I am reading from something that Frank had said years and years and years ago. This isn't the first time anybody's known about it. And where was the outrage? When he was running for office from the LGBTQ community, where was the outrage? So, I can't even, I wouldn't even, I can't read some of the stuff that he wrote. So, Mike Adams wrote an article on Front Page in 2005 explaining Franken's rationale regarding his statement. Now, according to Adams, Franken believed that jokes could be categorized as fair or mean or unfair and mean. Franken considered his remarks about homosexuals and the murdered gay man as fair and mean because he was personally snubbed by the members of the Hasty Pudding Club. So apparently, if you feel like somebody's done you wrong, then you get to be mean and nasty towards them as well. Now, the writer of the piece said, my decision to write a column recommending Do As I Say, Not As I Do, Profiles in Liberal Hypocrisy by Peter Schweitzer was easy, he said. I haven't had so much fun reading a political book in ages. This is according to Mike Adams. But my decision to focus on the favorite chapter, the one lambasting Al Franken, was a bit risky. Despite my extensive firearms collection, I'm really afraid of Al Franken. He said, the reason for my fear of Al Franken, which is my team of psychiatrists dubbed Frankenphobia, began when Franken challenged Rich Lowry to a fistfight in 2003. All over this kind of conversation. I mean, this stuff is coming out of the... I mean, think about this. It's coming out of everywhere. You got Charlie Rose, right? Charlie Rose, CBS and PBS star. He's suspended after 8 women accuse him of unwanted sexual advances. Now, here's the difference. You're all screaming about Judge Roy Moore and others. Charlie Rose admitted to it. There's a lot of these guys who have admitted to it. They don't need a trial now. They're no longer allegations once you admit to them. Let's see what Kimberly Marin has to say about it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I am Joe Messina, your host. I'm having such a good time tonight. No, really, and I say that because as I look over my shoulder, I saw this heading or title here that says, Day of Reckoning for the Clintons. I don't believe it, but I like it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to try to, I don't know, get me under control. Good luck with that. And then talk about some of the stories that nobody else is really talking about. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you know, you called out. I love this. We were talking about this during the break, and actually, you called out the New Hampshire Democrat Party because they had a Clinton Kennedy honorary dinner, award dinner, or something like that.
Yeah, they've had this dinner for years. That used to be the Jefferson Jackson dinner, but they decided to change it because Jefferson and Jackson were slave owners, so they decided to change it to the Kennedy Clinton dinner.
Like,
and it, not Teddy Kennedy, the guy who murdered a woman, or I mean, sorry, left her to drown to death, but JFK, who was a womanizer and philanderer and brought prostitutes into the White House, and then, of course, Bill Clinton.
Well, it seems to be a pattern, and they seem to be okay with it. Because, you know, as the days go on around here, you look at the charges that are being brought, the sexual assault accusations. You know, I've got to be fair, because that's what I've said about others. They're accusations. And you see them happening. Who are they being levied against? I mean, is there a pattern here that I'm missing?
They seem to be mostly levied against Democrats. You know, that's it. appears to be to me, anyway.
You mean the moral compass of the universe who keep telling us that they've got the right answers for us, that their way of living is the right way of living, their way of treating people, that they're going to protect women? Maybe I don't understand what protect means. Am I missing something?
Well, I don't know. You know, it seems that Democrats don't really actually prop women up like they say they do. Of course, I've been saying that for years, but, you know, who am I? I'm just a woman. But, you know, I think the Democrat Party's chickens are finally going to come home to roost with the Clintons and how Bill Clinton sexually assaulted multiple women and was accused of it for years, settled the lawsuit for $850,000, was fined $90,000 for lying in the case, and then was accused of rape as well. But, you know, the feminists back in the 90s, because Big Bill was good for freaking abortion, they backed him anyway. Didn't care that he created all these victims. And then, of course, his hag, Hildebeest wife, Hillary, victimized his victims and enabled him to continually, serially, sexually assaulting other women. I can't wait for the Democrat Party's chickens to come home to roost.
Well, what are they going to do? It's a little late now to call him on the carpet. Are they going to bring him up on charges? Are they going to make him come forward and apologize? I mean, seriously, what are they going to do at this point?
They have to admit that they backed him all these years, that they are scum who backed him and supported him and propped him up, revere him to this day, and that they're really the ones that have a problem. They like to point their fingers. You know,
How are they getting away with it, though? No, seriously. I mean,
they're not anymore.
Okay.
See, that's the thing. Regular people are starting to get outraged. And NPR called them on it in New Hampshire. Other people have called them on it. I've been nailing them for I called them out for it last year when they changed the name of the dinner, right? I was the only one. Now all this big sexual assault accusations are coming out left and right, and suddenly the mainstream media is jumping on my bandwagon because I've been doing this for over a year.
Oh, you're not the crazy lady in New Hampshire, the crazy independent in New Hampshire there anymore?
I never was. I'm not crazy.
No. I read those Twitter things that they were sending to you and the stuff they said about you on Twitter and Facebook. I mean, seriously, you were making them extremely, extremely uncomfortable. You know?
That's my job.
Yeah.
Listen, like I said, if I hear one more Democrat say to me, "You're just touting whataboutism," no, sweetheart, I have been literally protesting the Clintons for years. Bill Clinton came here and spoke at the Democrats' stupid dinner 3 or 4 years ago. I organized a protest, and there's a sign that I still use to this day, and I've been splashing it all over Twitter. Bill Clinton fathered the rape culture. Because that's what happened back then.
You know, he kicked it all off in the White House. He was having sex pretty much in every room in the place except with Hillary. But, you know, that's a story for another day. Look, you talk about the whataboutism. Today, I had a friend who's a Democrat call me. He was just upset with this new tax bill. And he said to me, He says, you know, are you okay with them taxing you this and doing this and doing that? And I said, look, first and foremost, oh, he threw the veterans in there, taking money away from the vets. I said, they didn't take any money away from the vets. There's already been a bill passed to handle and deal and take care of the vets. But let's move on from there. You live in California, right? He said, yeah. And I said, you're okay with your tribe taxing the crap out of us here to the point where the governor, your governor, even says, hey, You're stingy and selfish if you're not willing to pay more taxes for them to steal. Because right after they passed the gas tax, they already decided to take 35% of that gas tax and use it somewhere else. So it's constant with these people. And the only thing he could say to me is, why do you do that? Why do I bring up one thing and you push it on another? And I said, because it's relative. You're okay when you're taxed by a Democrat, but you're not okay when you're taxed by a Republican. Aren't you the guy saying we need more tax money to, you know, to give more to the poor? I mean, what's your problem? And it irritated them to no end. It is a double standard, ain't it?
Of course it is. If look, we know how Democrats roll, right? If the exact same tax plan came out and it was by Democrats, they would all be madly in love with it and think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. That is how they roll. They will say anything negative, make up stuff, pull stuff out of their rear ends
because it's
a Republican bill. That's how they do it all the time. I've been watching this for 9 years now. That's exactly what they do. They lie. They cheat. They sell propaganda. And unfortunately, the media goes along with it. The mainstream media, and then where people are left not really knowing what's going on, or what to believe, so they get mad and they don't want any part of it either.
Yeah, you know what? And again, I think I'm seeing some Democrats come to the surface and start to speak, but not as many as I'd like to. Look, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it! Oh my God, Facebook being such a bitch today.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always. Should I do Christmas bumpers when we come back? Because I don't want it.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, shut up.
I listened to Christmas music on the way to work today. How do you like that?
I'm sure you did. I mean, like, you're one of those, aren't you? You're like, you're okay with Christmas ornaments in, like, August in the store, aren't you?
I was making a Christmas tree, a ceramic Christmas tree in October.
Anyway, you listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, it's even a pleasure to have her with me, the Christmas Queen. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, to discuss some of the issues that really nobody else is talking about, or how we go a little deeper with the issues, because, look, you can't go over these things in 10 seconds. Some of this stuff is just crazy, and you've got to start pulling it together. Look at Gloria Allred. Did you hear about this one where she's refusing to release the yearbook for independent authentication? The one she says that has the Judge Roy Moore note in it, where he wrote a personal note to the young girl in college. I mean, in high school. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did. Isn't that interesting?
Well, wait a minute. It might be interesting, but I don't know about you. I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised at all.
And she's been caught, you know, Gloria Allred's been caught in these situations before where she, you know, she has the smoking gun. They show up. They can't really prove their accusation. And then what happens? You never find them again. They're gone.
Nope.
You know?
Nope, exactly. And anytime Gloria Allred shows up, I just think, okay, these women are lying. And if they aren't lying and they tag her to help them, then they're stupid.
Yeah.
So either way, they're a lost cause, in my opinion.
No.
Because she is known. I mean, she's got cases against her, I think, because of her fraudulent behavior.
Right. No, and you know what's really funny is when somebody who's not, not an expert, like expert at this, when you look at the signatures, now he's got a million signatures you know, as a circuit court judge. And it almost doesn't, there's a lot of this that just doesn't look right on the, in the book. And the color of inks are different. I mean, I'm not going to paint the whole picture, but it just doesn't smell right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, and, yeah. And that's the problem, because that just hurts. If these women are telling the truth, it hurts them. It hurts their case.
Well,
it hurts their credibility. I mean, I as soon as Gloria Allred was involved, then the whole credibility thing dropped. The percentage of believability and credibility dropped, because that's how nasty of a woman she is.
Yeah.
Well, she's known for political hit jobs, and that's what she seems to be do quite often. And then again, disappears, and you don't hear anything about these from
almost
these women
as
again.
Fast as she showed up, and then all of a sudden she's doing the morning shows. But again, I go back to, if you have real proof, put it out there. If this book is real, if this really is handwriting, then put it out there. You know, what do you have to hide?
Right, exactly.
I don't know.
And that's the thing. You have to be transparent. You have to have the stuff to back you up. You have to be able to do that in order to make a valid case. You don't want anyone questioning. People are already going to question, because you waited years, which in some cases is understandable because they were young and dumb and fearful, right? But so there's already going to be questions. But then when you add things to it, you know, you're adding them to the wrong side, and it starts to weigh on the credibility of your story, and that's just not good. And this isn't good for women who are actually being sexually assaulted or who have been.
I agree.
It's just not good.
You know, it's funny because somebody on Facebook is dogging me and saying that I'm rape-shaming these girls, and I'm going, I'm not rape. I simply, first off, the man is innocent until proven guilty. Let's start off there, okay? The other ones that have said, yes, they did this and they were ashamed of it, you don't need a trial, and it's no longer an allegation. Once they say they did it, now it's real. And he's more saying he didn't do it. So he's got a right to a trial. He's got a right for these people. But if they've got proof of any kind, like this with the yearbook, why are they holding back the yearbook? And then it's not a minor thing. Look at what happened with the Duke lacrosse team. Right? I mean, look at what those poor people went through, and they're not going to be able to, even though it was all proved to be a sham, they're not going to be able to win that back. Oh, their character back.
No, and that's the thing. And then, what was it, Tawana Brawley? That was that jerk, Al Sharpton again.
I don't know. Is that
this
her name?
Any women who accuse a man of sexual assault and lie about it, they hurt all women who have truly been sexually assaulted. It's bad. I'm not saying that these women are doing it, but Gloria Allred is known for doing it and lying. She hurts. She is a bad woman for women who have been assaulted. She is just a bad, nasty, evil woman, because she's just trying to make a buck. And there's real women out there, or even if she's representing women who have been assaulted, she's got a bad name. She makes them look bad. She makes people question their credibility because she lacks credibility.
Well, look at what's happening now, right? Al Frankenstein, you know, second woman coming out now say that he grabbed her butt, that he groped her. You got the New York Times suspend star reporter amid sexual misconduct claims. I mean, look, I'm not happy about this, but I think isn't it interesting how they're coming out of the woodwork like this? How many of them are coming forward and go, look, maybe the dam has cracked. Maybe now they'll be able to come forward without worrying about being, I don't know, ridiculed or what have you.
You know, it's amazing. It's truly amazing that all this is coming out, and it just seems like it's going to get worse and worse.
But it isn't like, all right, I've got to ask you as a woman, because they get mad at me when I make these comments. If this has been happening, and not that I believe it hasn't been, but if this has been happening in the numbers that we see now, and you know there's a bunch that we haven't seen, why won't the women come together? Why won't they band together and, I don't say make a statement, but come out of the woodwork and say, yes, not only has it been going on, but it's been going on for years. It's been going on, you know, in these places. Why?
There's probably multiple reasons. Number one, they might not know about other women, okay? Number two, right. So they think they're alone. Number two, they might be fearful about losing their job or having it hurt their career. Number three, they might feel that people won't believe them because they waited and they didn't go to, you know, try to prosecute it in a court of law. So there's multiple reasons that women might make that decision. And I think that's why we're seeing so many come out now, because it seems, others are coming out. The only thing I get personally concerned about is anyone who tries to take advantage and wasn't really, but says they were, to try to destroy someone. Because we already know that happens. We know for a fact that happens. There was some poor high school football kid who ended up in prison because some girl said he raped her, and it turns out it wasn't true. She lied. He lost a potential football career in college, who knows, NFL, but he lost 4 or 5 years of his life because this chick lied. That's not right.
No, I agree with you. I mean, what do you – all right, so, see, they're going to get mad at you, but what do you do to a woman who does that? I mean, that's –
she should go to jail.
That woman who lied about that kid
should go to the jail the exact amount of time he went to jail, and maybe throw a little on. To teach others a lesson, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Any woman, anyone, man or woman, because men can be sexually assaulted, too. Any man or woman who lies about sexual assault or any crime, to be honest with you, any crime, they should get put in prison for the amount of time that the person they accused of committing that crime would have been put in prison for.
You know, Kimberly, think about how much the news covers these people. Think about how much news coverage you get when you're accused of this kind of thing, right? And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's a lie, or you're found not guilty, or whatever the thing is, and it's a 1 or 2 day coverage, and it's gone. So 3 months of coverage ripping your life apart, making you look like the sexual predator, 2 days of news, and you're gone. They've moved on to the next thing. Man, that is just
life-devastating. Yeah, and that's how it works. I mean, just someone getting arrested, if you show up in the local newspaper for this person was arrested, your whole life can be destroyed, and they never even ask you about the story. The news just regurgitates what the cops say.
We got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Kathy Griffin. You're going to love this. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now. Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. With those of you a little older. Come on, that's Edgar Winter free ride. There are no free rides. Seriously. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things you've been taught to hate by the left, all the labels that have been given to you by people who say they hate labels. But apparently they don't hate them that much. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I always have a lot of fun when she's on the show with me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me. I'm trying not to cough.
Please don't. Yeah, there you go. Hey, so somebody sent me a text during the break, said, hey, Joe, come on, person, you know I'm bad at English. That's even worse. Joe, is all these sexual harassment issues a play by Democrats? I think they're up to something. And I said, yeah, they're up to something. They're up to sexually assaulting women. That's what they're up to. I mean, what do you think?
I don't know, to be honest.
Thanks. I could have got that without you.
I don't trust Democrats. Whatever something's happening out in front, what's happening with the other hand? Whatever one hand's doing, what's the other hand doing? You know what I mean?
Yep.
You can't ever trust Democrats. I'm sorry. Not that I trust Republicans, but Democrats are really, really good at pulling the wool over people's eyes, so to speak. I don't know what else they would be up to be honest with you. I mean, this looks really bad for them and their party.
Oh, I agree with you. I the more this that happens, and you know, and they think that we're deflecting, that we're making a big deal of all of this because we're deflecting. So, what? You know, if this was on the other, if the foot was on the other shoe, as they say, or the shoe was on the other foot, or whatever the heck that term is, and the Republicans, this was all against. Boy, they would. You serious? You could. The little Asian guy could be nuking someone, and this is the only thing you'd see on the news is all this sexual. You know, these deviants, right?
Well, look at...
I'm serious.
One of the reason... I mean, some of this stuff has already been coming out, but look at what happened with Moore. As soon as Moore came out, the allegations against Moore came out, they were... I mean, how else are Democrats going to win Alabama? Mm-hmm. Certainly not by running a Democrat.
Yep.
Because Alabama's solid red. So, I mean, just how convenient... that this happens a month before the election. So so it puts doubt about a lot of things into play. But how many they came out and said all these things? Well, then you got to take a look back at what they've done throughout history, right?
Right.
When they boosted Clinton, and Clinton did horrible things. But they still revere him, all that other stuff. So how it's... Like I said earlier, I don't know if I said it on your show, but I said it in an article I wrote, be careful of the stones you're casting, because people in glass houses should be careful of the stones they're casting, because they could get boulders thrown back. And that's what's happening with the Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
But
no,
they don't care.
They're more than reaping what they've sown. It's actually grown, and it's time that we start harvesting what they've grown, but... You know, you talk about these women that have been assaulted. Kathy Griffin feels like she's been assaulted. She said she's unemployed after being blacklisted from Hollywood for the Trump photo scandal. Now, I want you to think about that. It's not a Trump photo scandal. You cut, technically, you made it look like you cut his head off. You had blood all over it, and you kind of made fun of the situation. And you think that that's okay. So, in the video, I can't play because she's too foul. But she goes on to start talking about how she's not going to play any of these small clubs anymore. She's worked too hard to go back to playing small clubs. She's complaining about not having any money and that Hollywood has blacklisted her. She says, I'm getting a lot of online hate from trolls who think I've lost my mind. And I'm admitting I lost my mind because it's what made me a star in the first place, she said. And she goes on to say, I'm fully in the middle of a blacklist, a Hollywood blacklist, and it's real. I'm not booked on any talk shows. I'm selling tickets worldwide, which is really hard when you don't have any kind of television. Well, maybe you should have thought about that before you did that idiotic move. I mean, do you feel bad for her at all?
No.
Do you think people have gone overboard? Do you think people have gone overboard with the way they're treating her and or blacklisting her?
Why would you want her to be attached to anything that you're doing? Honestly, she is clearly mentally disturbed. Why would you, as a producer or a director, want to take that risk with her? I mean, have you seen her lately? She looks like a marionette.
You're being nice.
I am being nice.
You know.
But she looks like she's just her mental abilities, her mental, I can't think of the word, whatever rationality she had maybe a few years ago, if she had any.
Did you use rationale with her name at the same time? Did you do that?
Yeah.
For real?
Well, her version of rationale.
Okay.
But it's just deteriorating. You can see it. I mean, she looks like she's insane.
She looks really weird. I mean, extremely, really weird. And you know what? And she's talking about how she's only got one day of hair. Let me put up the picture because you won't believe it. She does. She looks sick. She looks extremely sick. But she's complaining that she only has one, she doesn't have one day of paid work when she comes back from a European tour. And she's making a few bucks on a European tour, but she can't get any work here. She can't get talk show work. She can't get anything. And I'm going, maybe you should have thought of that. So this isn't a personal attack. This is just reaping what she sowed, if you would.
I'm behaving.
She's upset. She needs to get work because she says that her legal bills are through the roof. She says, I still say that the end goal is for younger women and younger LGBTQ folks or disenfranchised people of any kind that can watch me survive and with a sense of humor, Griffin said. Well, you have to have a sense of humor first, but anyway. Griffin has been plagued by a whirlwind of negative media reports after she lampooned POTUS by posing with his decapitated head. You know, what an insensitive thing to do, right? I mean, with everything that was going on, did she ever pose with Bin Laden's decapitated head, maybe? Maybe that would have been the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, you know, she just thought she would be a left-wing hero of the week, and even people on the left were appalled by what she did. Even if they inside like appreciated it, on the outside, they did not, because it was wrong. It was 100% wrong. I don't care how much you hate the president. You don't do something like that.
Well, you don't.
Just don't.
You and I both, I mean, I have some pretty strong feelings towards some people, but I don't know if I wish anybody dead, okay?
No.
And I look at Charlie Manson. He now knows whether there's a God or not. But
I'm pretty sure he doesn't know if there's a God.
You know? I mean, seriously. And now, anyway. You get me rolling on that, and I'll never stop. Let me come back to reality here. But Hillary, you know, back to Hillary, because we love talking about Hillary. Hillary is very proud of the fact, you ready for this one? That her husband never tweeted when he was in office.
Ugh, because he couldn't, because Twitter didn't exist, you stupid. Oh, my God, sorry. I always do voices on your show. I don't do them anywhere else.
Oh, God. Yeah, but doesn't you sit there and you go, my God, come on, really? You think?
He doesn't even email from what they said during the campaign.
She got caught in that lie, too. Remember, she said Bill would email her all the time with information, and Bill's on another talk show saying, well, I think I used it two times. You know, one time was the...
I don't know how to email. About cigars.
Oh, thank you for that. All right, that's great. Wonderful. Now I got that in my head. Thank you very much. So, but really, seriously, it's getting to the point where if we would just shut up and sit back, they would self-implode, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but you got to poke the bear. You got to help them. You got to push it.
Oh, God.
You know, in New Hampshire, come on, I have been loudly against the Clintons, and I'm trying to watch my language. And no one's been, hardly ever said anything, and now the mainstream media isn't even jumping on board and saying, why did you name the dinner after Clinton? Stupid things like that. It's what's the word? I'm trying to think of
idiots.
The word. It's like, yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
What'd you say, patience?
I said they're idiots.
Oh, well, of course they're idiots. But it's like, you know, it's about time you guys got on board to what a lot of other people, regular Americans, actually think. That's the problem. Do you know, I talked to a woman she voted for Bill Clinton in 92 and 96, and she didn't know about Juanita Broderick until 2016.
Okay, you know what?
2016.
Somebody needs to go grab her voter card. By the way, we are up against the time. Tell people where they can find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, Conservative INV, the Federalist Papers Project. Happy Turkey Day.
Thank you. Well, not for the turkey, like I said earlier. Anyway, I'm Joe Steve, your host. Listen to Real Side. Listen, when we come back, our conservarican, Julio Rivera, is going to join us. Also, Lois Lerner wants the IRS testimony sealed forever. She's worried about her health. I wonder why. We'll be back in a few minutes. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live.